We now continue with Smurf. Funky colors. Shapes that swing.
It's impossible.
This is the Let Get Discussion Podcast.
It's another episode where did all my treasure go? Ratchet bitches, ratchet hoes. Fuck them good, then let them go.
This is the EDP.
Listen. Snap your finger. There you go. Everybody listen. Do you know what that is? Orgasm.
I need a dollar for free for a couple of hours. If you ain't busy for the next 7 years.
What's up, everybody? It's Eclectic with Ranking. We're ranking songs off albums again. And I'm not making it any easier on me. This episode, we're ranking the songs Purple Rain. We're going with the 84 version. This is very important. We're going with the 84 version. The 83 version had Wednesday and Father's Song. And most people don't know those songs. So most people know the soundtrack version. So that's what we're going to do. Prince, 1984, produced by Prince. 8 songs. We're going to go from 8 to 1. Least favorite to favorite, because nothing's bad on the album. So it's just, you know, least favorite to favorite, or what I listen to the most, or what's really the best song. Anyway, this wasn't easy. You're gonna disagree with me, and we're gonna talk about it. But let's start. Number 8. See, I'm already messing up at number 8. 8 to 1. Let's go. Number 8. Baby, I'm a Star. See, I think this song, while great, relies too much on the live performance. See? So, the song's great when I'm watching it, but just listening is still dope, but something had to be number 8. So, there it is. Number 7, Darling Nikki. So, when it dropped, this might have been top 3 for me, because I heard things I never heard before. I love the music. The song is mad short. Another reason why it's on the lower half. And but I love the backwards at the end. And because I always knew. Because me. But in case you didn't know. Number six. Computer Blue is number 6. Has the best intro on the album. Also, did he predict the Microsoft blue screen of death well before the internet? Anyway, I love the song. This is the Minneapolis Prince purple sound at the time. This is it right here. Especially the breakdown. The breakdown's crazy. Made me want to go to the mall and buy something out of Chess King. Or give me a go to Chess King. Yeah, and buy some checkerboard Vans. Anyway, we're at top 5. We're at top 5. And you guys really not gonna appreciate this. But number 5, let's go crazy. This is now, I think, even though I did this, because it's overplayed for me. I heard it the most. I played it way too much. The radio played it. The parents played it. People next door played it. But damn, it's a great song. Also, another great intro, Purple Banana. I remember when this came out, I used to think you said, take a look around, at least you got the prints. I don't know. It kind of made sense. Anyway, shut up. Number four, I Would Die For You. It's number four. The most sneaky, jamming-est gospel song ever. I had no idea, paid no attention for years. And one day, I was just driving around and listening. It was like, yo, did he just go straight church on us? It's crazy. I'm not a woman, I'm not a man. I'm something that you'll never understand. You know what I'm saying? And if you're evil, I'll forgive you by and by, cuz I'm your Messiah and you're the reason why, cuz I'm not a human, I'm a dove. I'm your conscience, I am love. All I really need is to know that you believe. Oh, that shit is crazy. Well done, sir. It's a great, 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 sneaky, sneaky, great song. All right, top three. Top three, there's no way I'm getting this right for everybody. I barely got it right for me. But at number three, we're going to put the title track, Purple Rain. Purple Rain, it might be a lot of people's number one. Song is great. Everything's great. I just don't think it's better than the other two. I mean, like I said when I started, there's no bad song on the album. It's just, all right, we're going to do this other one. And number two, so you know what's left. And you can argue any of these could be number one, but it's my list, my show, shut up. Number two, When Doves Cry. It probably should be number one. The song is dope. And if you got the album, you got the poster of them in the video. I got the album, so I had the poster. Sucks if you didn't or you're too young. Anyway, song super dope. Last song he wrote for the album, the first one released. And he wrote it for the movie. And Susan Moonsey. But song's wonderful. When Doves Cry is, come on. It could be considered essential, quintessential Prince, When Doves Cry. But anyway, number one, you know what's left. Number one, The Beautiful Ones. I placed my favorite song at number one, but it's my list. Shut up. Songs, it's like a one-song symphony. Like, for real drama. He wrote it to steal Wendy's sister from her man, and then wrote it into the movie. The guy is great. But this song, it's screaming on the song, still dope. It's not a lot of times you can scream on a song and I'm still jamming to it. Really, I felt like he wanted whomever this song he was singing about, or who he was singing to at the time. I knew he wanted them, and he was talking that talk at the end. He may not have known where he was going. Hey, when you say look here, that's when you talking your shit. Anyway, that's the list. 8 to 1, Baby I'm a Star, Darling Nikki, Computer Blue, Let's Go Crazy, I Would Die For You, Purple Rain, When Doves Cry, The Beautiful Ones. Of course, we can have discourse on Twitter and Instagram and wherever the hell else. And we'll talk about it. Unless you say fucking Baby I'm a Star is number one. Other than that, we'll be good. Anyway, in the meantime, in between time, appreciation. We out.